Islamic Taliban rebels and forces of the Soviet-trained Afghan warlord Abdul Rashid Dotum remain at a tense standoff today in northwest Afghanistan. The United Nations has sent a special envoy to talk with both factions. The leaders of 12 of the former Soviet states say they will meet in the region to discuss the situation, and the U.S. says it will send a diplomat to Afghanistan in the next few days to meet with leaders of the Taliban rebels, who now control about 70% of the country. The envoy will also assess the feasibility of reestablishing a U.S. embassy in Afghanistan. When Taliban forces seized the capital, Kabul, last week, they hanged two former communist leaders. And in the past few days, the Taliban has imposed strict Islamic regulations on the capital. Amnesty International accused the new rulers there of conducting a reign of terror. Reporter Ellen Pierce is in Kabul and explains what it means to live under Taliban rule.
People in Taliban areas have found that their prices of food has come down. They found that they have now got peace and security. And they're very happy with that. But the flip side of the coin is that they bring with them a strict fundamentalist Islamic code, and that's terrifying people in Kabul. The Kabul radio, now controlled by the Taliban, puts out a steady stream of music and pronouncements. We've had in the last few days, no women can work. All men must grow beards, and they have to be measured to see that they're growing quick enough. We've had today photography banned, and journalists told they can't criticize the government.
Has there been any kind of local reaction to this, particularly to the strictures on women, which is a big change, isn't it?
Very, very much so. Yes, the women are terrified by these new regulations. They say they can't leave their homes because there's very, very many reports of women being beaten for being incorrectly dressed, although the Taliban won't fully specify what correctly dressed is. So mostly they're in their homes and they're terrified, particularly the brutal killing and display of the body of the former Soviet-era president. They think if that can happen to someone as famous as a former president, what can happen to us?
When very conservative religious people moved into control in Iran, there was a tremendous upsurge of support, apparently in that country, which had been very modern and Western to that point. And women responded to all the kinds of restrictions that the mullahs brought in. I wonder if there's been something similar happening in Afghanistan. Are people glad to have these restrictions?
I'm glad you chose the example of Iran, because Iran today described the Taliban administration and their policies as medieval. I would say that if there are women in Kabul, they can probably be counted on the fingers of both hands who would wholeheartedly support the Taliban's restrictions. Women in this city, there are something like 25,000 widows here, and they have no other means of support other than the work that they carry out themselves. With no means now of working, they have no means of feeding themselves or their children, and they are far from happy.
What do you make of the fact that that the United States, which has never completely broken off diplomatic relations with Afghanistan, is sending someone back into Kabul? What do you think that means?
There's different schools of thought on this one. Some people say that Washington has a very keen interest in Afghanistan because it is a neighbor of Iran, and it would like to do as much as it can to upset Iran in the region. Another line of thought says that there's a considerable amount of oil and gas in Central Asia, which should be piped through Afghanistan into South Asia and beyond, and there are American companies involved in exploration. They've been in and out of the country for some time now. So you could say that America does have an interest. The question is, if America were interested enough to back the Taliban or back Pakistan in this move here, as the previous government has claimed, why would they then back a super fundamentalist Islamic regime?
The fact that that Pakistan has recognized the Taliban in Kabul, and that the United States is sending somebody to discuss it. Do the people there think this might trigger a sudden rush from the West to Kabul to recognize the Taliban government, to shore it up?
No, I don't think they do. I just see people here are seeing its complicity in the downfall of the previous government. Bazaars, markets here are full of gossip that says Pakistan, supported by the United States, are responsible for the Taliban, that they're creations of Pakistan, and they're carrying out Pakistan foreign policy.
Reporter Alan Pierce spoke to us from Kabul.